Hey, Raider Nation, Lincoln Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Steelers are up next. And what can you say about number 84 other than he's a beast, Antonio Brown? These days, the Steelers are trying to be more creative and inventive in getting the football, even on short yardage. It's not just long passes that he's beating you on. It's those quick things that hit you in yards after the catch that really take away a lot of defensive prowess. Let's take a look at this first play. The 49ers are showing a blitz look in week two, and they throw a simple slip screen where two offensive linemen get in the way to allow Antonio Brown to get yards after the catch. A pre-snap read will tell you that there's going to be a blitz by the 49ers. They're bringing everyone in. Ben Roethlisberger's got a slip screen to where his offensive linemen are going to get out and create a nice little lane for Antonio Brown to run it. And it takes away from the defense's ability to blitz because you don't want to put your guys on an island, especially when the Pittsburgh Steelers are being creative getting the ball to them. Take a look at this next play. Antonio Brown is here. Now, it's not just the outside receivers are lining them up. They're bringing them up on the slot as well to try to create matchup problems with your nickel or your dime corners. In this play, Heath Miller is going to come up and press the safety who's covering him. It's going to create a pick because Antonio Brown's going to run underneath. As we watch the play develop, you'll see the main intention of Michael Vick in this situation is to go to Antonio Brown. But he gets caught up in all the wash, and now he's free with yards after the catch. And because he's so shifty with his speed, it makes him very dangerous in the open field. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, Raider Nation. I'm Lincoln Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.